Well, let's look at this as two separate issues. The first issue, which was a very valid question, was what is the difference in endorsing activities against countries that we are actively involved in hostile actions with versus the government's response to our own citizens conducting such activities? Was that basically your question?
I'll take a crack at it. As for the reports about what did or did not take place in Yugoslavia, I can't comment on that. I don't know.
Can either of our other panelists comment on it? Mr. Loringer?
No comment. No.
I do defense.
Right. But there is, there's a second part to this, right, which is there are other nations out there that are actively developing cyber attack capabilities aimed at the U.S. And you can find in the public record officials in China and Russia. I know nothing.
I think what he's saying is that they're building organized cyber crime or cyber war capabilities. Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm not aware of any of that.
Jim?
I sure hope we're doing that.
Phil?
We use cruise missiles, and we should use any technique and tool available to us. But, you know, we used a lot of cruise missiles in Yugoslavia, but I wouldn't want you guys to have them and use them when you want them. And, you know,
little ones?
Yeah, little ones.
Eventually they'll figure out how to build them anyway.
Let me get a comment in here.
Phil has a comment.
I don't know how well this is working. Okay, it is. For years, when your parents were growing up and I was still in high school, we were talking about an arms race. We were talking about the Cold War, countermeasures and measures. I submit to you that today we are in an arms race. The arms race today is a cyber arms race. It is cheaper and sometimes, I guess you could imagine, more effective to keep a ship from leaving port because you have fouled up the navigation system than it is to let that sucker sail and blow it out of the water. It is just a new weapon. We're very concerned that those capabilities that are being developed out there by kitty scripters and other folks will eventually be picked up and realized what kind of value they could actually be. When that value is truly realized, we're not talking about replacing somebody's web page. We're talking about killing folks, and that we remain very concerned about. Yes, we are in an arms race, and it is on today.
In the back.
I was distracted for a second as I was handing the
more money.
More
Answer
money.
It.
Yes, more money. There is more money.
There's a lot of money.
There's more money. There's three major new threats that have emerged over the last 8 years for Americans. There's chemical and biological weapons, and you've heard about the concerns about anthrax. There's the concerns about using radioactive and radiological weapons. And thirdly, there's a concern about cyber attack. I deal with cyber attack. It's a real threat. There are real nasty people out there who are developing capabilities aimed at the U.S. And the federal government has dramatically increased the amount of funding.
By how much?
By about 40%.
How much is that?
And that's a billion. It'll be a billion and a half this next year. We expect quite a considerable amount going forward. A lot of that's going to be in R&D. A lot of that is going to be in training and education. Frankly, for some of the people out here, for information security.